The 9/11 first responders bill was approved today in the Senate, and this is a video I've been intending to make over the last couple of days. I want to talk about kind of how it's played in the media, what Jon Stewart has said, how Rand Paul is now involved, and just how it's played in the media since Rand Paul was accused of blocking the vote. Got to be honest, when I first saw that Rand Paul was allegedly holding up the 9/11 funding bill, my initial reaction was like, you know, what the hell? What the hell are you doing? I mean, the bad optics alone are overwhelming in a situation like that. When you have your name tied to something like that publicly, that's a bad look, super bad look for Rand Paul going forward. So I was like, what is he doing? Why is he doing this? And again, that was my initial reaction to everything. This channel has supported the 9/11 first responders. I posted Jon Stewart's dress down of the congressional committee when he did that a couple weeks ago. That was amazing. And it was obviously necessary because before that, and this is a point that's going unsaid, really, or unfocused on by a lot of people, before Jon Stewart needs to be brought in to dress down a committee and get all kinds of media attention, it's been almost 20 years since this attack has happened, and both parties have ignored these first responders consistently. And now all of a sudden, we have primarily the Democratic Party and a lot of the Republicans and a lot of the people in the media now focusing on this. And again, better late than never, of course, but it's all on the back of scapegoating Rand Paul and Mike Lee as these evil characters who voted against this or sought to not have a vote on this. They're trying to make it out like they're now, you know, un-American and against first responders and all this nonsensical rhetorical stuff that is just super disingenuous. Because, and the people that are doing it mostly are politicians and voters and people in the media who gave this no attention for, you know, 18 years. So it's like Jon Stewart goes in front of a committee and it gets all kinds of, you know, television time and YouTube clips, and you know, everybody's paying attention to it. And now all of a sudden, and again, that was amazing. And that's what obviously was needed. It's what was needed because it got the bill passed within like a month. So it was what was needed and what needed to happen, and I'm glad it happened. But the point is, because of that, now everybody's like jumping on this bandwagon as if they cared all along, or as if this was that much of a pressing issue to them all along, when it wasn't, because nothing happened for 18 years. But again, my initial reaction was like, and I like Rand Paul a lot, so my initial reaction was like, well, what the hell are you doing? But then when I got into the weeds of actually watching what Jon Stewart said in reaction to what Rand Paul did, and watching the first responder that is doing the media as well, and then listening to Rand Paul respond to what Jon Stewart said, and then going back and researching, like, you know, some of the things, some of the points that were brought up, like really getting into the weeds of what's going on here, there's two lies that are being consistently said. You know, Rand Paul is being demonized for the wrong reasons. Like, if someone wants to demonize Rand Paul, at least be honest about it. The demonization of Rand Paul and Mike Lee that's being done is dishonest. And there's two major lies that are being consistently told now, and no one's really talking about it other than Rand Paul himself. And he's not really even being given an opportunity to really flesh it out either. He's just kind of having to take it on the chin. And I want to at least defend the guy, because consistently he has had the issues that I find, and many people find, incredibly important. He's consistently been there to promote those issues and to fight tyranny in all kinds of different areas. So I want to have this guy's back when he's going through something perception-wise that is definitely not a good look for him. But it's far more complicated than what you're being told. It really actually is not. It's really simple, but you're not being told the truth of the matter. They're making it something that it's not. So the two lies that are being told here repeatedly by the mainstream media, how it's reported, Rand Paul blocking the bill, blah, 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 and even the alternative media, the Young Turks, Jimmy Dore, sadly, had a really bad video about this, a really bad take, Kyle Kulinski. It's being repeated, these lies, over and over and over again. The first is that Rand Paul and Mike Lee are seeking to block the bill.
We told you a few minutes ago, a bill to ensure funding for the health care of 9/11 first responders is being blocked in the Senate by two Republicans, Senators Rand Paul and Mike Lee.
Senator Rand Paul has decided to block a Senate vote on extending the 9/11 victim compensation fund. Paul blocked this vote and is now arguing that the reason why he did this, the whole point, is because he's a real fiscal conservative. We're gonna debunk that notion in just a second.
Senator Rand Paul is one of the two Republican senators, along with Utah's Mike Lee, who blocked a vote on the 9/11 victims compensation fund.
So he's objecting to funding the 9/11 victims for the people who worked on the pile. The heroes. He decided this was the time to put his foot down. So there you go. There's Rand Paul. Kind of effed up, Randy.
This is just not true. What the Senate wanted to do was do a verbal vote, which means no debate, just an A or an A, and pass it. What Rand Paul sought to do was have a debate about how they're going to pay for it, because the bill that was submitted had an open-ended dollar amount. There was just like no dollar amount. It was just like whatever the cost is, we're paying it for infinity. And if you know anything about Rand Paul, he consistently votes against bills that don't pay for themselves. So instead of doing a verbal vote where no debate took place, he sought an amendment to have a debate about spending. He didn't block the actual bill from getting a vote. With or without the amendment, after John Stewart went in front of Congress, they're having that vote and it's gonna get passed, regardless of whether Rand Paul and Mike Lee or whoever else had objections with whatever the objections were. There was gonna be a vote and it was gonna get passed, regardless. The fact that they're saying Rand Paul sought to block the vote, that's just a flat out lie. All he sought was to have a debate about how they're gonna pay for it, where they're going to cut to make it budget neutral. That's it, and there's nothing wrong with that. People may say, oh, well, perception-wise, it shouldn't matter what they're gonna cut. It should matter what they're gonna cut in all other areas, but with this one, it shouldn't matter. Okay, you can make that case. But that's just not how Rand Paul has ever rolled. He's consistently sought to pay for things. It doesn't matter what the optics are. And that's how his father was too. And his father was way more stern than even Rand is. Like, how it's being spun now is like, Rand Paul, you know, hates the first responders and he's un-American and all this stuff. And it's just like, you're just being nasty at that point. And the second lie, which is the much bigger lie, is they're using Rand Paul's intention to have a debate about spending, and they're using that and they're calling that up and saying, but he's a hypocrite because he voted for the tax bill. See, here's the bigger lie. This is the bigger lie.
It's absolutely outrageous, and you'll pardon me if I'm not impressed in any way by Rand Paul's fiscal responsibility virtue signaling. Rand Paul presented tissue paper avoidance of the $1.5 trillion tax cut that added hundreds of billions of dollars to our deficit. And now he stands up at the last minute after 15 years of blood, sweat, and tears from the 9/11 community to say that it's all over now. Now we're going to balance the budget on the backs of the 9/11 first responder community. What Rand Paul did today on the Senate was outrageous. He is a guy that put us in hundreds of billions of dollars of debt. He was the 51st vote on that cut.
And that was to expose who would be against this. And we found out who it was. And it's the usual suspects, but they're hypocrites at best because, no. Not only the hypocrites, they're bottom feeders, they're opportunists. These are men that voted for the $1 trillion tax cut.
So Rand Paul's claim of fiscal responsibility, you call BS on because he's proven that he is willing to run up the deficit.
He was the 51st vote on that bill. Remember that. And he was given everything by the president and Mitch McConnell to be that 51st vote. But you cannot cherry pick and choose when you want to be a fiscal conservative. That's shame on him.
It is un-American. It is unpatriotic. Rand Paul, I've never liked you, but this is a disgrace on every level. Yeah.
No, I never liked him either.
I never liked him.
No, he's a hypocrite.
One of the biggest lies is that Rand Paul is a fiscal conservative. He is not a fiscal conservative because if he were a fiscal conservative, he would have deep issues with the fact that Donald Trump cut taxes and it'll cost this government $2 trillion over the next 10 years.
Rand Paul is monumentally full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care about the budget. He doesn't care about spending. And this 9/11 bill, he could have easily voted yes. He easily voted yes when it came to giving tax cuts for the rich.
Yes.
And they said 1.2 trillion there, Chris Hayes did. Later analysis showed it was 1.9 trillion. So he gave $2 trillion to the rich without a second thought. You said, well, I proposed an amendment to cut spending. Well, nobody else voted for it. So obviously then you didn't vote for the bill, right? No, I voted for it anyway. when they rejected my amendment. I was like, who cares? I served the rich. So I gave it all to the rich.
You can have that principle. That's fine. You have that principle. I can respect that. If you are consistent, if you put a hold on every goddamn funding bill ever, to put a hold on that tax cut, Rand Paul is a deficit hawk when voting against support for 9/11 victims. Rand Paul is a spendthrift when voting for billionaire and corporate welfare. Note, Rand Paul voted for a $1 trillion tax cut for corporations without any spending offsets. But this is when Rand Paul is going to put his foot down. And I'm sorry to say, but it doesn't appear that Rand Paul is half the man his father is. Because that is bullshit. And you're asking people to fucking swallow bullshit right now. The recent tax cut for the wealthy and corporations that Rand Paul voted for, 9/11 first responders deserves better than this circus.
You know, there's some things that they have no trouble putting on the credit card. But somehow when it comes to the 9/11 first responder community, the cops, the firefighters, the construction workers, the volunteers, the survivors, all of a sudden, man, we got to go through this.
You can't cherry pick and choose when you want to be a conservative fiscal hawk. That's just insulting to our intelligence.
Look, he says, I want to cut spending, meaning, no, I love the tax cuts. The tax cuts are awesome. But I want to cut spending that would actually negatively impact the average American's life. Yeah. That's what he's saying there, including 9/11 first responders, by the way.
I'm not going to take it from the rich. I'm going to take it from you. If you were a sucker and helped other Americans during 9/11, we're going to take the money from you and give it to the rich. That's who Rand Paul is.
They're saying, oh, well, he only cares about spending only sometimes. He's not consistent. He's a hypocrite. He didn't care about spending when the tax bill came around for a vote, making it like he voted for the Trump tax cuts without any concern for budgetary realities, essentially voting to add to the debt. That's a lie as well. And it's been repeated by the Young Turks, by Jimmy Dore, sadly. I mean, you'd think that he would actually look into this and actually get it right, but he got it totally wrong. And it's been repeated ad nauseum by left-leaning pundits on cable television. The reality, though, is that when the Senate voted on the tax bill, there was a paygo guarantee that was inside of that bill that made sure everything was going to be offset by cuts and was going to be neutrally balanced. Paygo is essentially a term that means pay as you go. So that provision would have required spending cuts to offset any tax relief that was provided as each year goes by. That was in the bill when the Senate voted on the bill, and Rand Paul's in the Senate. So is Mike Lee. They're both in the Senate. That's the bill that they voted on. When that bill moved to the House, they took the paygo out and then they passed it. At that point, it doesn't go back to the Senate. It already passed the Senate. Like I said earlier, if you know anything about Rand Paul, and especially his father, Ron Paul, they never, never vote for anything that adds to the national debt. Nothing. They don't vote for anything that adds to the national debt that doesn't seek to be paid for by cuts elsewhere. They don't vote for nothing. Nothing. So all these people saying that Rand Paul had no problem adding to the debt while giving the rich all that they wanted, which is what the Young Turks are saying, and that he's inconsistent, and that he's a hypocrite, and all this other nonsensical BS, they're just blatantly lying and misrepresenting the truth and misrepresenting what actually happened. It's cheap and it's bullshit. Complain and criticize him all you want, but at least be honest about the bill that he actually voted on and why he voted for it. You may not agree with the premise of tax cuts, but the only reason he voted for the tax cuts is because, and Mike Lee as well, is because the paygo was in the bill that they voted on. Nobody else is seeking to even point that out. And it's pretty depressing because the optics of this are so bad that worst case scenario, something like this could end like Rand Paul's career. The perception of it all, it's that bad. Especially when you have mainstream media, you know, giving their narrative spin of what happened in the simplistic fashion that they do, and it's ginning up all this emotion everywhere, and people like Jon Stewart are even adding to it. He's too emotionally close to this issue, so I certainly get his angry reaction towards Rand Paul, but he's not being factually correct, and in turn, he's allowing himself to be used by this disingenuous party system that has done basically nothing for these 9/11 first responders over the last 18 plus years. Nothing, really, both parties. And Jon Stewart knows this. He knows why Rand Paul did what he did, and he's gonna throw him under the bus anyways. I mean, I actually really like Jon Stewart. I really, really like Jon Stewart, I always have. And I still do, But I mean, really, really, John, you're gonna let this shit system burn Rand Paul like this, and you're gonna give them the sound bites to do it? It's pretty disappointing. Cause like I said, worst case scenario, worst case this plays out, it could potentially end Rand Paul's political career. It's quite possible. The way our world works and the way media runs everything over and over and over again, certain things without really a fair narrative being attached. It's kind of like the projected narrative, what's chosen, and then that's just run ad nauseum, and the general public just eats it up because that's all they hear. The perception of it all is really bad. This is what's super fucked up and why liberals and progressives end up shooting themselves in the face politically so often, in my opinion. Because you want to know who would be a Democrat's number one ally in regards to like non-interventionism, striving for peace, striving for dialogue, being against war. You know who that ally would be politically to any Democrat that would want that? It would be Rand Paul. How about countering the domestic police state? Well, your best ally from the Republicans is going to be Rand Paul and Mike Lee. How about an issue like criminal justice reform or seeking to stop civil asset forfeiture or something like that? Your best ally is Rand Paul. Anything related to civil liberties or privacy or countering an overreaching surveillance state, your best ally is going to be Rand Paul. How about ending the drug war, decriminalizing marijuana? Again, best ally is going to be Rand Paul. And I could go on and on and on and on. He is your best ally from the other party, and Mike Lee's right behind him. Instead, on the back of this issue, Democrats are going to jump to burn this guy. And Republicans will too, because the majority of the Republicans are two-party system corporate imperialists. They don't like Rand Paul in the ways that most people like him either. And even worse than that, they're then gonna let the media burn Rand Paul in public like this to the main majority of the population of America. And it's gonna be on the back of this extremely emotional issue. That's not me seeking to minimize the issue. This is an incredibly important issue. But lest we forget that this issue has went ignored for over 18 years. Now all of a sudden everyone's for it, and Rand Paul's the evil man standing all alone beside his evil buddy Mike Lee. It's just not true. That narrative is preposterous, and Jon Stewart should know better than to give this disingenuous party system the sound bites to burn one of the legitimate allies for humanity on some of the most important issues that we have. And in regards to the first responder that does the media rounds with Jon Stewart, and God bless him, his name's John Field. From a lot of what he says, I think he's clearly a Democrat. Not that that really matters, but it does matter when viewing him through the prism of how he's so kind of viciously talking about Rand Paul and Mike Lee. I've saw numerous clips of him talking to the media, and he makes it very personal with Rand Paul. He talks about his family. He's also made light of Rand Paul getting tackled and beat up by his neighbor, even though he got tackled from behind when he had headphones on. But, I guess this is all funny or meant to be made a joke of when the guy's from the other party. I guess you can do that when the guy's a Republican, but God forbid somebody would say something like that to a Democrat, it would be like the worst thing ever.
This is their MO, and we're confident when the bill goes on the floor for a straight up and down vote, Senator Lee and Senator Paul are going to lose. I think both of the senators, the people from the state of Kentucky and the people from the state of Utah deserve better.
Much better.
And I think they lack humanity.
Senator Paul's office sent a statement saying Senator Paul is not blocking anything. He's simply seeking to pay for it. As with any bill, Senator Paul always believes it needs to be paid for. Senator Paul is simply offering an amendment, which other senators support, to pay for this legislation. Obviously, after all that you've said here and attending the funeral of your colleague, Luis Alvarez, John Feel, that's not where you are.
No, listen, Senator Paul and Senator Lee are opportunists. They're bottom feeders. And any statement that they come out with is doesn't hold water with me. Rand Paul, Mike Lee, even their own colleagues don't like them. We don't like them. And when we get this bill passed, then we beat them again.
If this is their biggest agenda, again, enough with the political crap that spews out of Washington, D.C. into mainstream America. Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Johnny Isakson, all of the others who were against this, they work for us. And what we're doing now is making the process work. What we always wanted, Allison, we always wanted a straight up and down vote on the floor. We didn't get that in 2010, and we didn't get it in 2015. Now this bill heads to the floor. Rand Paul and Mike Lee can make their amendments, and they're going to get shot down. Nobody's going to support their amendments. Nobody even likes them. Their own colleagues don't even like them. I'm pretty sure their own family doesn't like them. And not for nothing, Rand Paul got $580,000 for getting his ass whipped by his neighbor.
And again, John Field and all the first responders. I support you. I think it's a super tragedy what you and your families have been put through and the hoops that you've had to jump through to get proper medical care. It's a disgrace that you cannot get the proper assistance or couldn't get the proper assistance for close to 20 years. That's a disgrace. I agree. But it's becoming so partisan when in reality, from 2009 through 2010, the Democrats controlled the entire government. They had the presidency, they controlled the House, and they controlled the Senate. They controlled all three. And they did nothing in regards to an effort to help first responders. Nothing. They also controlled the entire Congress from 2006 through 2008. Although Bush was president, nothing in regards to 9/11 first responders was ever done. You talk about how nothing was done year after year after year, but you never really drill down, do you? And why is that? Because it would expose everybody to see people like Meghan McCain on The View, grandstand. When I talk about grandstanders, a good example of one is somebody like Meghan McCain, who has had this way of viewing the world from a foreign policy standpoint. Her father was one of the biggest warmongers that was ever elected to office in America. And her father sought to justify war after war after war based on the back of 9/11. And now you're gonna talk about the victims of the initial attack on 9/11 as if like everything that you and your father have pushed over the past nearly 20 years has not been based out of justifying all those awful things on the back of the attack of 9/11. And even though you've put all that energy out into the universe for pushing more war and more destruction and more revenge taking based primarily on a bunch of lies, put all that energy out, I didn't see no energy over the last 18, 19 years that was put towards helping the 9/11 first responders. Although last week you can go on your show and grandstand. That's what a grandstander is. Now Meghan McCain wants to use that and actually use that platform to demonize Rand Paul, who is somebody that actually over the last nearly 20 years has sought to not only keep us out of wars, but pay for literally everything he's ever voted on and resist the want of almost all elected officials to go further and further into debt. We have a $22+ trillion debt right now, currently, officially, and it's much higher than that because they use funny math to keep it sounding respectable, whatever the hell that means.
How can it's why people hate libertarians. Example of this, honestly, because they get so out in front of their skis and so ideologically pure that they don't see the forest for the trees. Give 9/11 responders whatever the hell they want, please, on any level. Yeah. Over our 4th of July break, the fireman Luis Alvarez died.
Yes, he did.
And if you see the picture of him, what he looked like on 9/11 and then testifying, he's only 53, and he died right soon after giving this testimony, I believe 2 weeks after. And he was with his son giving an interview on Fox News, and he said, my son is not going to have a father, and he deserves better than this, as do the rest of the 9/11 responders. It is un-American. It is unpatriotic. Rand Paul, I've never liked you, but this is a disgrace on every level.
Well, I never liked him either.
I never liked him.
No.
You can criticize them however you want to criticize them on this issue and how they reacted to it and what they've done and how they ultimately voted, because history is going to show that they are the two dissenting votes from the Senate. They're the two. Everybody voted for this bill but them. But if you're going to criticize them, be honest about why they voted against it, which is what nobody's doing. Nobody is defending them in an honest way, and nobody's criticizing them in an honest way. They're just getting criticized completely out of context, and it could ultimately end both of their political careers, and that's going to be to the detriment of both Republicans and Democrats. Are we really going to burn this guy because Meghan McCain wants to, John Stewart? Like, damn.